B-Roy, man, potential to evolve. It was my fifth year living on death row. I can recall looking into the mirror and engaging my reflection with something like, damn, boy, you still here? You see, up to that point, I was expecting the state to recognize the grave injustice of my sentence. For some odd reason, I believed the legal finagler would grow a conscience and admit that my trial was a sham of justice, enabling me to leave these walls of gloom behind like a distant memory. Needless to say, my fifth year on the road was the realization that going to sleep as a death row prisoner and waking up a free man was not in my immediate future. Accomplished author/activist Hill Harper once said, true power lies in our ability to create, to make something out of nothing, to invent in a way where there is no way, and to build what others have only envisioned. That ability is potential. I have found that these are words to live by when the reflection in your mirror is a constant reminder of a stale existence. Life's letdowns can be a needed push into the direction of reaching our fullest potential, steering one to serve the purpose engraved within their being by the alpha of our existence. I am a firm believer that reaching your potential is about effort as well as attitude and accepting your circumstances, the salary cap placed on a man's worth. Yeah, we all know that eighth grader with the wicked jump shot will always be somebody's top prospect. All the same, the middle-aged adult who has recently come to grips with his calling isn't short on promise either. My mission is aimed toward giving the masses a view from the inside. I am inspired by the purpose-filled lives of Reuben the Hurricane Carter, Wilbur Rideau, and Chuck Stone, to name a few. However, mimicking the rigorous efforts of pioneers seems futile when allowing their results to determine your own degree of success. This simply cheats the predecessor's purpose of inspiring us to achieve beyond the popular expectation. Throughout my time in this box, my 2020 has explored thousands of pages authored by professors, lawyers, activists, athletes, actors, addicts, and death row prisoners. The interest I have in reading is founded on the voice of the writer. Hearing the voice behind the words can add a dimension to your way of life that becomes essential to the understanding of your purpose. Many voices have been outright silenced, while others possess a tone that is barely above a whisper. I like to think of my voice as a subtle roar, a roar riding the winds at a conclusion to capital punishment, a roar that speaks the revision of every red jumpsuit left lifeless due to state-sanctioned murder. Am I wrong for having a vision of establishing a life-changing dialogue with the world by speaking into ears I have yet to see? Nah, this is my purpose. This is the evolution of a man. This is the ongoing reflection in my mirror.